Conviction, 2023. Monday, April 10th. Marcus Judson slipped into the back of the downtown Baltimore Hotel ballroom more than an hour late. Though the room was packed, it did not seem like anyone was having a ball, certainly not his colleagues huddled at the speaker's table at the opposite end of the room. He surveilled from behind a freestanding sign that read, "The Power of PowerSats, a Town Meeting." From the way Jeff Robbins, one of the EPA representatives on the dais, blotted his face with his handkerchief, the townsfolk bore, however metaphorically, torches and pitchforks. The Power Holo orientation spiel, of which Marcus was thoroughly sick after many such gatherings, ran about 30 minutes. That meant the Q&A session had just begun. It did not bode well to find Jeff already wound so tight. Plenty of head-in-the-sand types in the crowd, then. Damned Luddites. Marcus hated being such a cynic, but he was more this way every day. This could have been any public meeting room anywhere. High ceiling, cheap carpet and cloth-covered walls to muffle the audience noises. Side walls comprised of narrow segments that, folded into accordion pleats, would open into other similar rooms for additional space. Recessed ceiling lights, amplifier and loudspeakers deployed across the foot of the dais, holo projection console. Men and women filled the rows of chairs, and yet more people had queued up in the aisles for turns at the audience microphones. At the right-hand mic, a tall balding man, his sleeves rolled up, was gesturing grandly. Marcus had arrived too late to catch the man's point. If he had a point, they often didn't. "Would be a better use of public land," the balding man thought.